Satan and Renovin in your property, Shloisha, you have to bring it in your property three tfachim away from the wall of your friend. Now, Min HaKliya, which is three tfachim from the base of your Tanner, Sheina Bo Min HaShofa, which is really four tfachim in from the main part of the Tanner. Again, the base sticks out of Tefach, therefore, it's really four tfachim away from the main part of the Tanner, because you only like three, you count the three tfachim from the bottom base, which sticks out an extra Tefach. Now the Gemara says, Posach bebor u'misayim bekoisel. The Mishnah starts off la'yachbor, that you're not allowed to dig odom bor, you can't dig your bor. And then it says, Elim ken hirchot mikoisel chaver shlosh tefachim. So it starts off talking about a bor and it ends off with a koisel. So really the question is, listen, what did it say in the Mishnah? Unless you're away from the bor of your friend three tfachim. So the Gemara answers, Omer Abayo v'taymer Rav Yehuda, that the pshan for the Mishnah is mi koisel boiroi shoninu. When it says koisel, it means you have to be three tfachim away from the koisel of the bor of the ditch of your friend. So Gemara asks, if so, v'lisni elim kem hirchik mi boira shechavera gimel tfachim. So why does it have to say the word mikoisel from the wall? Let it say outright that you have to be three tfachim away from your friend's bor. So the Gemara says, ho kamash malon. This is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that the koisel bor shloisha tfachim. You know how wide the ground around the bor is called, like it's koisel? It's called necessary for the bor itself, three tfachim. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You have to go away. Mikoisel boroi means that you have to move in three tfachim from the koisel of the bor of your friend, which his bor is also three tfachim in his property. Because those first three tfachim is considered like the koisel, the wall of his bor. So Gemara says, Nafkimina, what's the difference? Lemekach umemcher, if you want to buy a bor of somebody else. And Kiratanya, like we learned, somebody says to his friend, "Bor v'koisleho ani meichlecho. I want to sell you my bor, my ditch of water, and the koisel and its wall around the bor. So tzorach shiheya koisel shloisha tfachim. I have to also give you the property around the bor three tfachim. That's called the koisel of the bor. Like we spoke out, when the Mishnah means that your bor has to be three tfachim away from his bor, really it means there's six tfachim between the space of your bor to his bor, because each one of you has to have a kaisel of three tfachim. That's what it means. Your bor has to be away three tfachim from his bor, means from the kaisel of his bor. Itma, we learned like this. Habol ismech l'bitzad hametzer. Let's say you want to go dig now a bor at the end of your boundary. In other words, your friend does not have a bor yet. Your friend's property is blank, and your property is blank. And you want to now go and be the first one to dig a ditch. Can you dig it at the end of your boundary? Like right now, you're not going to ruin it for him. He doesn't have a bor there. So Abaye says yes, you have a right to go and dig your bor first. You're not being mazikim right now. However, Rava Amar, Rava says, no, ain't a semich. No, you're not allowed to. And we'll see why. So Gemara says, if it's a field that needs irrigation, or there's a dry land, and it can't live on the rainwater, so you know your friend is going to also have to dig a ditch. If so, then everybody, even Abaye, would agree that the first one is not allowed to dig his bor at the end of his property. Because for sure the other one is going to dig a bor also, and it'll come out then that your bor is ruining it for him, because the wetness from your bor goes and ruins it for his bor. Therefore, for sure, even though you're the first one, you'll have to move in your property three tfachim. But ki pligi, where is the machlekes Abaye v'Rava? B'sodo shein asuyu l'boris, where this field really could go on rainwater. It does not really need boris. So even though you want to dig a bor now, but we don't say that the other one will also dig a bor. So therefore, Omer Abaye says, Soymich, yes, you're allowed to dig your bor first, right at the end of your boundary. Why? Do Eino asui laboris? Because the other field is not aimed to have a bor dug there. So therefore, we don't look as if you're going to be masakim even later on. Therefore, you're allowed. Rav Omer Abaye says, no, Eino Soymich, you're not allowed to. The Omer Abaye, because the owner has a right to say back to him, Ki eichi diat imlachto v'chofarto, the same way you changed your mind. And you dug a bore, anonami mimlachno v'chofarno. It could be I'll also change my mind later on. And maybe I'll also decide to dig a bore. And then, since your bore is right next to my property, so even if I move in 3 tefachim, but the wetness from your bore is going to come and ruin my bore, therefore I have a right now, like to stop you, you have no right to dig the bore at the end of the boundary, but you'll still have to move in 3 tefachim. This is the first lashon, that the whole machloikis is only by yesoda she'eino asuyi laboiris. But Ika the Amri, some say like this, that the soda she'eino asuyi laboiris, tevrihakol seimech no lekula. If it's not oimet to dig a bore, if you do not need to irrigate the fields, so everybody holds, even Rava would agree, that if the first one that decides to dig a bore, he has a right to go at the end of his property and dig it there, because we do not say you're going to be mazik, your friend, he's not oimet to dig a bore. Keep ligi, where is the machlekes abayi of Rava, v'sodo ha'asui laboros? By a field, yes, that it's oimet to dig boros, even though your friend did not dig a ditch yet, but it's oimet. So Abayi, Rami Abayi says, soimech, that you're allowed to. And afilu l'rabbonin, even according to the rabbonin shita, that you're allowed to dig your ditch first at the end of your property. Even according to the rabbonin shita, the yamri that they say later on, we'll have later on in Daf Chafei, that they say, marchi kenesu ilon min habor eskrim v'chomish amo, that if your neighbor has a ditch, and now you want to plant a tree in your property, you have to move it in 25 amos, because that's how far the roots go, because otherwise the roots of your tree will go and ruin and break down his bor. Even according to the Rabbanan Shita, that you have to move back your tree 25 amos, I'll tell you, hosam hu, only over there, the de'idna de konota, because at the time when you're planting your tree, isal bor, your neighbor already has his bor. So therefore it's considered like you're causing that your tree will grow and give off roots and ruin his bor. Therefore we stop you right now. Avol hocha, but over here, the idna de kochofer, at the time when you are going to dig your bor, since you are the first one to dig a bor at the end of your property, your neighbor does not have a bor yet. Leisei labor, your neighbor does not have it, so we do not consider you like a mazik. Therefore, listen, you're digging in your own property. You have a right to do what you want in your property. We can't stop you. That's our bias for. But Verovo Marova says, hey, no, soimich, no, you're not allowed to. Why? And he says, V'yafilu l'Rebbe Yosi, even according to Rebbe Yosi, that in the case if you want to dig your tree, he holds the Omar, Zeh choyfe b'toich shaloi, that even though the first one has his ditch near the end of his property, let's say even if he moved in 3 tefachim, now when the neighbor wants to plant a tree, even though the tree, the roots will go and ruin the other one's bor, still Rav Yosi says you're allowed to plant your tree wherever you want in your property. And that's Rav Yosi's svara that I'm doing in my own property. You're allowed to do what you want in your own property. Still, Rav holds, Hani Mili, when does Rav Yosi say that? Svaro, hosom by planting a tree. Tevidna de konota, lesnaya lishrosh of the maski lolabor. At the time when you're planting your tree, right now there are no roots yet. The roots are not going out yet. So right now we do not see you being mazik, your neighbor's bor. That later on by itself the roots will grow, that's like a groma. For such a thing, we're not worried about. That's Rav Yosi Svara. We can't stop you now from planting your tree. Avol hocha, but Rav says, but over here, when you're digging a bor now, omalei, the other neighbor has the right to stop you by saying, komoro omoro, the komachis, komarapis lo liaroi. Every single bang, every shovel you put in the ground to dig your ditch, every single bang is going to soften my ground. That if later when I go to dig my bor, you're going to ruin it for me. So that's Rabbi Svara, that even though you're the first one now, even though the other one doesn't have his bor yet, but still you're not allowed to dig yours within Gimel Tefachim. You have to set aside Gimel Tefachim, because here every single bang you're being mazik, your neighbors are property. Since the Machlekes Abaye Barova, nothing more goes to prove it. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lo Yachber Odom Bor, Somech Laboris Shachaveroi, that you're not allowed to dig your bor next to your neighbor's bor. So it's mashma taimo. Why can't you do it? The kabor, only because your neighbor has a bor there already. But mashma holeka bor, if your neighbor does not have a bor, then saimach, then you're allowed to dig your ditch next to right at your boundary. Chorot raya to abaya. Tomorrow says bishle malach lishin is good according to the first loshin. The yarmut that you tell me. If it's a field that's not aimed to dig boiras, this is the second lesson I mean. That if it's a field that's not also to dig boiras, then everybody agrees, that even Rav agrees, that you're allowed to dig your ditch first by your boundary. If so, then Masnissin, Besod, Shein, Asuyula Boiras, our Mishnah is talking about that these fields that do not need irrigation, they could manage on rainwater, then it's good. Ela, but according to the first lashon, lach lishna the yarmut that you're telling me, this saw the shein asui leboros pligim. That's a machloek is by a field that does not need boros. Still, Rav says you're not allowed to be samech. Nisav bishlei malabaya nicha. According to Abaye, comes out very good. Abaye holds you could be samech. That's why our mishnah is mashm only because your friend has a bor there already. Therefore, you can't dig your bor. But if your friend does not have a bor yet, then you're allowed to. Elo l'rov akasha. According to Rav l'chor tzakasha, Rav holds even though your friend does not have a bor yet, it's awesome. So moloch Rav, Rav will answer you like this. Pshan our mishnah is that it marolo. We learned. Omer Abaye said, "Vitamer Rav Yehuda." Rav Yehuda said it, and he said on the Rav Yehuda that Mikoysel Aboy Reishaninu. That the pshat for now mishnah is that you have to move three tefachim from the Koysel Aboy Reishaninu, your own bor. Like Rashi says, "Lamadnu bo shaf harishan." Even the first one that wants to dig his bor first. Huskak laharchik, he also has to move in his property three tefachim. Kidei kaisel, that three tefachim, how wide a kaisel, the wall of your bor should be, shushlesh tefachim. That's shana mishnah. Not because you're being next to your friend's bor, but your own bor has to be in three tefachim. That's shana mishnah. If so, the Gemara says like this. Now, ikadi amri, some say in the Bachaz the Girsa, that Tanan la Yachbar Odom Bor, Salmach la Borra Shachav Eroi. The Yitmer Lord learned on this, Amr Abaye Vitem Rav Yudo, Mikoisel Borra Shaninu. That the Pshat for our Mishnah is that your Bor, even though you're the first one to make a Bor, you have to move in three Tvachim. That's Pshan our Mishnah. If so, now the Kashra is just the opposite. Now the Kashra is an Abaye. So now, Bishleim Malach Lishna the Yamrit. This saw the Hasuyu Laboris. Is good according to the first lashon that if the field is oimed to dig boros, in other words, it needs irrigation, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be soimech first. Even Abaye would agree. Then it's good. Our mishnah did I tell you masnisin besado who asuyu laboros? Our mishnah is talking about a case that the fields need irrigation. So if even Abaye agrees that even though you're the first one, you're not allowed to dig your bor at the end of your property, but you have to move in three tefachim. Elo lahach nishna, but according to the second lashon, the yarmur that you say, v'sodu ha'asuyu laboros pligi, though machlokes is only in the field, or the machlokes is even in a field. Ha'asuyu laboros, that's where the machlokes is, and mashen came, which is not asuyu laboros, everybody agrees. You can be saimach. So what's Pshana Mishnah that says you can't be Seimach, you have to move your bor in three tefachim? So Bishleim, the Rav is good according to Rav and Icha, that he holds even in the case where it's a Soda. Hasu Lebarais, still you have to move in three tefachim. Elul Abaye, according to Abaye Kasha, Abaye says no, Abaye says you're allowed to dig your bor first. At all cases, if you're the first one, you're allowed to dig your bor there by your boundary, you do not have to move in. So it's a Kasha Mishnah. Gemara says, "O Malach Abaye, Abaye will answer you." Mas nisin shabo lach b'basachas. Our Mishnah is talking about that both neighbors want to dig their bor together. Therefore, the Mishnah tells you have to move in three tefachim. But einachanami, if you're the first one to dig the bor now, and your neighbor did not decide to dig a bor yet, then you would be allowed to dig your bor first